from Abney, Nabney and Can I were you there? All right.
Repeat it all again. Inshallah, after I'll speak, because I've discussed this before.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Brother Mihal, I have a question. Assalamu alaikum. The question is, when you talked about how the manifestation of wilaya is in the Imams or the Ahlul Bayt, kind of like you give the example of a suite, you see the reflection in the mirror, and that mirror represents, for example, the Ahlul Bayt. How do we, if I were to say, what if I can perceive the actual thing itself? For example, if I see the suite, then why should I look in the mirror? So, using the argument that if we can perceive the wilaya of Allah directly, why do we have to go through the Ahlul Bayt?
And maybe my brother can add something to it. I just quickly one can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because yes, he is one. It's not possible to see him, so we have to go through a means in order to see him, and that means the highest manifestations of that are the Ahlul Bayt. So that's my response I can give here. But maybe in this area he can add something.
We have a verse in Surah Mubarakah Hashr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا. Allah talk about Quran, the word of God. If we reveal this verses to mountain, what will happen? It all explode and is nothing more anymore than that mountain except a small piece of rocks. Why? Because the mountain, it doesn't have that capacity to get that. Why we can just look at this, that specific example, look at the straight to the sui? Because we have a story, some people said to Moses alayhi salam, Ya Musa, show us the God, show us the Allah. Musa alayhi salam showed him a lot of miracles, different miracle. He bring them the Torah, different kind of miracle for them. But at the end they say, can you show us the Allah? And you know the story, Moses alayhi salam, because he was really mercy on his nation, he looked at the God and said, Allah, can you show yourself please for these people to believe? Allah said, Lan tarani ya Musa. Lan in Arabic words means never. Is not possible at all, is impossible. You can never see me because the position, because Allah is not material to be seen, or we don't have that capacity to feel it. Some people say, I want to know God. Why we don't have a really good explanation of a God? What is God? You can't find a good thing that includes every part of God, Allah. Why? Because he doesn't have that limit. To put the limit and say it as an explanation of the, you know, the existence of God. Because he's unlimited, he's immortal, a lot of things, he's Samad. That's the reason our mind, our wisdom is limited, and we can't, the limited mind can know the unlimited thing. Sorry.
So regarding Mubad that they spoke about, specifically what year did this take place in, and was Aisha alive at the time? And also you mentioned the hadith that the Mahdi is of my Ahlul Bayt. We also have a hadith that says Salman is of my Ahlul Bayt. How do you differentiate between one of them being literal and the other being metaphorical?
But I can't repeat your first question.
What year did Mubadala take place in, and was Aisha alive at the time?
Okay, yeah, the Ayah and Shah of the time they come and they invite a Prophet to the Mubadala. That's the time the Ayah revealed.
What year was it? And was Aisha the daughter of Abu Bakr? The wife of the Prophet, Aisha.
But Aisha
was she alive at the time?
Oh, yes, of course. course, Aisha was alive after the death of Prophet. And that's obvious that Aisha was alive in that time. But the point is, Aisha doesn't matter. In that time, the Prophet has a lot of wives. And Aisha was one of them. Umm Salama is one of the great wives. Sometimes we forgot about the really great
wives of Prophet. Why just please
look at the Aisha? If you respect all of the wives of Prophet, one of them was Aisha. And at the time, what year of Hijri, 7 year Hijri Qamari. I don't know in English what is that, Hijri Qamari, how we call it. The Islamic calendar, Hijri Qamari, in 8th of Hijri. And about the second question, you see Salman ibn Abi Bakr, it doesn't involve Shia, that's separate, because Mahdi, Sunni and Shia believe the Savior, that at the end of the time, they call him Mahdi. Saying he has the same name like me, and he will reveal that at the end of the time, and he will save the world. And Shia and Sunni, they believe his name is Mahdi. One of the titles he has is Mahdi. That's what we can recognize. The Mahdi is really obvious who is Mahdi.
Just going back to the concept of Madai as a family, and I don't mean to be disrespectful or to push this any further, but it's really like a confusing concept for some of us back here who don't fully understand it. You said that the Madai as a family is chosen by a council, and that council is imagined as a Hobrimon, am I correct?
Yes.
And that council is chosen by people, they're elected, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay, that just seems like a flawed method of choosing the Madai as a family, because if the people are electing this council, how do they know who is the wisest, and how are they? What are they basing this off of? Thank you, Peter.
Maybe after we can speak more about it, but very briefly.
In response to that question, and it's a very legitimate question, but they've solved this issue. There is another council called the Guardian Council, Shurai Negahban, which comprises of 12 people. They select a pool of 300 fully qualified mujtahids. So they do the hard work. This council, they have 6 fully qualified fuqaha themselves. So they choose 300 fully qualified mujtahids and then put these 300 names out to the public. So whichever the public, whichever 86 the public choose, we can be rest at ease and say they're qualified. But here we're just bringing the public into play. So they have a more direct say as who should be their representative in Khobregan. But yes, people like me and you, we can't differentiate who is and isn't a fully qualified mujtahid. That the Shura'i Negahban does. Okay, I think that's...
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Once again, we will have the Q&A after dinner, so I know if there are some more pressing questions you'd like to put forward, please stay afterwards. I know a lot of the questions are concerning Walayat al-Faqih, and I'm sure that you be willing to address those further. And once again, tomorrow, we have a program once again, right here at 7 o'clock prompt. Please be here, there won't be any delays, it'll be on time. So we invite you to come out tomorrow and once again next week on Saturday night through our normal name of normal programs. Sheikh Abai Ahmed Mudaris will be here as well. And remember once again we'll have Dua Tawassul for Abai Musabi. And for the dinner tonight we ask you to recite Fatiha for him and for his family, and also to recite Fatiha for Ayan Asuda Sadiqi's sister, who just recently passed away. So we ask you to recite Fatiha for us, for her as well too. So with that being said, Salawat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.